It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider, BasketballNews.com. We're here today on a Wednesday to go over a great doubleheader of NBA postseason action today. Two matches to go over. In the meantime, a quick reminder, make sure you check out BasketballNews.com every single day and subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. Also, make sure you follow us here on Nothing But Bets, where you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge. And also follow me on Twitter, at esidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. All support is very much appreciated. Let's go ahead and dive in to a great doubleheader today in the association. We have our first game up on the board here. Is the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Chicago Bulls. It is game five in Milwaukee. The Bucks are up 3-1. If they win today, they close out the series. No Zach LaVine for the Bulls due to an injury, so the spread here is massive. The Bucks are 12-point favorites over the Bulls. I think this could be an authoritative smackdown by the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. I think it's not going to be close at all. I think maybe DeMar DeRozan keeps it close for a little bit for Chicago, but in the end, we're going to see Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks roll here by 15-plus points, in my opinion. So let's go ahead and lock in here as a best bet of the day. Bucks minus 12 over the Bulls. Now let's go over our player props powered by FanDuel as well, and we'll go over all of our props for this. And like I mentioned, I think a big Giannis Antetokounmpo game is coming today for Milwaukee. So let's lock in here Giannis Antetokounmpo over 32.5 points. I also like from the Bulls side a point prop for DeMar DeRozan getting at least 30 points today. His over-under is at 29.5 points, so let's hit the over there for DeMar DeRozan. Two more props I like here on the board. Chicago's side, I like Nikola Vucevic over 10.5 rebounds. Vuce has been more of a secondary option now, putting more offensive pressure on himself with no Zach LaVine. I think he carries on the glass tonight as well, so let's lock in Nikola Vucevic over 10.5 rebounds. And now closing this one out, I like Drew Holiday over 7.5 assists. Still no Chris Middleton due to a sprained MCL. So Drew Holiday is carrying more of the scoring load and the playmaking load for Milwaukee. So I do like Drew Holiday today to have a very solid two-way game and hit the over on his assist total, which checks in at 7.5 assists. So here's our four props on the board to go alongside Bucks minus 12, and it is as follows. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 32.5 points. DeMar DeRozan over 29.5 points. Nikola Vucevic over 10.5 rebounds, and Drew Holiday over 7.5 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Bucks as the best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets to win and cover the 12-point spread and move on to the next round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Next up in our final game on the board here, we have the Golden State Warriors hosting the Denver Nuggets. This is a game five. If the Warriors win today, they move on to the second round as well. So let's look at the spread here and the player props. The Warriors are 8.5-point favorites over the Nuggets. The Nuggets won the last game by 8. Absolutely monster performance from Nikola Jokic. I do think Jokic is another big game today, but I'm going to roll with the Warriors to close out this series and win by double digits today. So let's go ahead and lock in here. Warriors minus 8.5. I'm getting great value on the spread there for the home team. So Warriors minus 8.5 is our pick on the board here. And now let's go over to our player props as well, powered by FanDuel. And let's go over our props for this one as well. And looking here through the board, like I mentioned, I think Nikola Jokic has a big game today for the Nuggets once again. Be all the scoring pressure on him. He has put up 30-plus points the last three games. I expect it to continue forward here for Nikola Jokic. We're going to put Nikola Jokic over 30.5 points, the likely back-to-back MVP winner, so a big scoring game today. Let's also lock in here as well, Klay Thompson over 23.5 points. Klay has been progressively getting better offensively throughout this series. I think he's averaging about 25 points per game over the last three games. I think Klay hits the over today relatively easy. I think we could see a 30-plus point game today for Klay Thompson, who's really heating up as of late for the Warriors. So let's go ahead and lock in Klay Thompson over 23.5 points. Let's go to Klay Thompson's splash brother backcourt mate here, Stephen Curry, who's back in the starting lineup today for the Golden State Warriors. Stephen Curry is over-under on three-pointers, man. I think is a really easy bet to make here. Stephen Curry checks in for his over-under on threes made at 3.5. We're going to easily lock in the over there, so let's go ahead and take Stephen Curry over 3.5 made threes. And now finally, that's close to one out with another three-point prop from the Nugget side of things. Monty Morris, over 1.5 made threes. He made 5 threes alone in game 4 for the Nuggets in a single quarter. I think Morris gets at least 2 threes, so it feels like an easy one to hit as well here. So let's lock in Monty Morris over 1.5 made threes. So again, let's go over our player props to go alongside Warriors minus 8.5. And it is Nikola Jokic over 30.5 points. Klay Thompson over 23.5 points. Stephen Curry over 3.5 made threes. And Monty Morris over 1.5 made threes. We're going to take that in the Warriors at minus 8.5 to cover the spread and move on to the next round. So that is it for a quick double dip today on Nothing But Bets. Appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to the podcast. Make sure you follow along, tail my picks and my props as well. In the meantime, let's go over our picks and props one more time for you if you missed out, and it is as follows. For Bucks versus Bulls, we're going to do Bucks minus 12 to cover that spread, and then Giannis Antetokounmpo over 32.5 points, DeMar DeRozan over 29.5 points, Nikola Vucevic over 10.5 rebounds, and Drew Holiday over 7.5 assists. And then for Warriors versus Nuggets, I like Warriors minus 8.5 to cover that spread. And then Nikola Jokic over 30.5 points, Klay Thompson over 23.5 points, Stephen Curry over 3.5 made threes, and Monty Morris over 1.5 made threes. So that's it for our episode today. Appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to the podcast. We're with you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for the tip-off. And our player props are back all throughout the playoffs as well, so make sure you're tailing the picks as well for our props. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a great double header on the board today in the association. And again, make sure you follow me on Twitter at EastSidery. Make sure you subscribe to BasketballNews.com podcast network and read BasketballNews.com every single day. But in the meantime, lock in those bets. Enjoy a great Wednesday night watching basketball.